Former Vice President Joe Biden will take on a more aggressive schedule in the coming weeks, adding more town halls to his schedule on the heels of criticism that he wasn't campaigning as much as his competitors in the Democratic presidential primary. Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent at The Hill, says Mr. Biden's campaign is also expected to make a string of policy rollouts in the coming days, aiming to shift the conversation after a bumpy few weeks for his campaign. Amy, what are you hearing?
So I think there have been internal discussions about how to kind of pivot from where he was a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, he's gotten criticism from Kamala Harris on the whole segregation, busing situation. And then also he's been criticized for not really being out there and not getting out there and not being in front of as many crowds, taking as many questions as other candidates or his competitors. And so I think there is a push now to actually put him out there, to get him to answer questions, particularly at town halls. And I think you'll also see coming up is a huge string of policy rollouts. And I think that is sort of a nod to Elizabeth Warren and how successful she has been in rolling out this policy. And it's sort of, I think his one big strength so far has been the electability argument, but I think he needs to do more than just say, I'm the most electable.
He's got this reputation, whether it's fair or not, as being prone to gaffes. Is that why maybe he avoids questions from whether it's people at meetings or from the media?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people say I talked to a big Democratic donor this past week who said, you know, Joe Biden is his worst enemy. He's the one who, you know, he keeps talking about how he wants to look to the future, but he's talking about the past and he's sort of digging himself in a hole. And so I think there is this perception, obviously, this wide-ranging perception that he sticks his foot in his mouth and he gets himself into trouble. And he has been careful, more careful than he has been in the past. Like, you've seen him kind of catch himself on certain things. But I think there are many moments so far that have happened that he has sort of talked about how he works with Republicans and that hasn't gone so well. And you know, Democrats are kind of holding him to that, and they're asking tough questions, and they're posing questions about his past, which I think his aides always saw coming. But yeah, I think everyone is gunning for him right now, particularly because he still remains the front runner.
You wrote in your piece, those close to Biden say he wants to try to keep the focus on the present and future and not his political career. But he's the one, I guess, or maybe his aides initially were saying, hey, our guy's experienced, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're moving away from that.
It's a double-edged sword for him, I think. You know, he wants to talk about how he has 40-plus years in the Senate, how he was Barack Obama's vice president, how he is the most experienced. But, you know, there is no one else like him right now out on the campaign trail with such a thick record that people can actually dig into and can go back. But I think a lot of his aides in the last couple of weeks have been kind of making the point, like, why are we talking about 40 years ago? People's views evolve, and they point to him and say that you know, everyone's views evolve over 40 years, and certainly his have.
We're speaking with Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent at The Hill. Her piece is called Biden Campaign Looks to Correct Early Stumbles. At this point, do you look at the next debate for a potential rebound in front of millions of eyeballs?
Definitely. I think when you talk to aides going into the first debate, they desperately wanted to win that debate. They knew that it was that people were beginning to tune in, that they would need to perform well, and they prepared. You know, he had a team of people working with him for weeks on end because they knew how important it was. And these are veteran people who have worked, people like Ron Klain, who has worked with a number of the Democratic nominees going into the general election. And so I think that he needs to do well going into the next debate, because people have used that argument to kind of undercut his whole electability argument.
Thanks, Amy. Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent at The Hill. The next presidential debates, by the way, are being held on July 30th and 31st. They'll air on CNN.
America's First News is online all the time. follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.